David Harby is chairman of the Lincolnshire branch of Rail Future. Morning, David.
Morning, Scott.
This is a lot of investment needed, presumably. We're talking about quite big figures.
In the scale of things, probably not, actually, when you think how much a new road scheme costs. What we're talking about is £2.1 million maximum over 3 years. That's £700,000 per year.
Well, that's not too bad, actually, is it?
And that, of course... Don't forget, we're running from Lincoln to Nottingham, so we've got three local transport authorities involved. So if they all contribute something towards it, it's not that big a figure.
Well, when you put it like that, it sounds straightforward. Well, why are we not doing this?
Not when you think how much they spend on how much a small roadwork scheme costs.
Yeah, so
and there's a lot of benefits from this.
And I've just got a statement here from the Department of Transport, who do seem to be saying it's over to the local authorities. They say it's up to... I'll just read you what they say. It's the local authorities to take the lead in identifying and funding service improvements that primarily address local needs. We've had a number of discussions with officers from both Nottinghamshire and Lincolnshire County Councils and Newark Business Club to assist them in the development of business cases. They do seem to be saying it's over to you.
Yes. Shall we say that comment is something I've seen quite a few times recently.
Yeah.
Not just for our services, but for all over the country. Their attitude nowadays is that local authorities or the local people have got to show it's viable before they'll step in.
So, as you mentioned, if all of the different groups put into the pot, that's not a huge amount each. Do you think that would be realistic?
I think it should be. I mean, as I say, it's only a fairly small sum in the scale of what the council spend. And there's a lot of benefits coming from Lincoln. I mean, I've got the details in front of me of a lot of them here. I mean, Lincoln to Nottingham service now takes average 30 mile an hour. It's, you know, it's normally 60 minutes for the journey.
Well, I see the campaign group are saying it takes... that the fastest journey is slower than over 100 years ago.
It is,
which
yes.
Seems remarkable to...
It is, yeah. And we could shave 7 or 8 minutes off that if we got this service.
Yeah.
It would also address the issue that people were talking about on the Oil Vox Pop there with the overcrowding, because part of the campaign would bring a... all-station stopping service between Nottingham and Newark, which, of course, would take off quite a few of the passengers that are, you know, that are crowding the longer journey.
And as well, I suppose you could say that from the authorities' point of view, they would say, well, we haven't got much money, we're cutting back all the time, but it is on the other side of the argument, can you afford not to invest in this? What would the consequences be if that investment doesn't come from somewhere?
Well, really, that is where we're pushing it so hard now. Because sometime during the next 5 years, the line between Nottingham and Lincoln is due for renewal. You know, it's becoming life expired, a lot of it, and the signals all need revising and everything. And if the current number of passengers on it, you know, how they work now on benefit cost ratios and saying, well, it's not economic to do any more. The passenger revenue now would only generate enough to make it worthwhile to upgrade it like for like. Which means we'll be stuck with what we've got now for another 40 years, probably.
Well, the campaign...
If we can get more passengers on the service, we can justify a faster line speed, anything up to 90 mile an hour.
Well, a lot of noise coming from this campaign now. Well, what do you think, realistically, is going to happen?
I've got good hopes we'll get somewhere. What we've got to do is convince the local authorities, particularly on the Lincoln end, that the benefits to Lincoln exceed the amount of money they've been asked to put in. And I think you've heard Vic Matcar from, particularly Matt Corrigan, already saying how it would benefit greatly Lincoln itself.
Mm.
And we've also got Highcombe benefits even more. The frequency at Highcombe would double from 8 to 18 trains a day.
Well, interestingly, we'll be at Highcombe a little bit later on to see what the benefit could be there. David, good to talk to you this morning. David Harby is chairman of the Lincolnshire branch of Rail Future.